Tales of the Elf Storekeeper, written by Vladimir Mraz, read by David Livingstone. A word from the author. The shirt that no one wanted. Ah. The elf storekeeper lay down with a sigh underneath a display hanger loaded with shirts of every color and pattern. But soon, the elf had to cover his ears since the shirts tended to babble a lot. The lady who tried on me was too big for me. Luckily, she didn't take me home. Blah. Another brightly colored shirt chimed in.
Blah. That lady with dirty hands was reaching for me again. How revolting.
I'll tell you something, girls, said another. A fight broke out over me and my fine thread. I'm very in right now, you know.
The little elf storekeeper rolled his eyes at the chorus of groans that followed. But suddenly he heard a cry that made him jump.
Oh, I'm so unhappy,
wailed another garment. And where there is crying and sadness, an elf must be there at the speed of thought. As you can figure out, kids, this is part of the elf's job description. Also, the elf knew the department store better than its manager. Whoops! Suddenly he appeared before the weeping shirt.
Hey, don't be sad, he reassured her. It certainly can't be that bad. What's bothering you?
The shirt continued to cry with great snotty sobs.
No one wants to buy me. What? No one wants to take me home. I'll be on this rack forever. What?
Nonsense, stop crying, said the elf firmly. Jump down here and let me have a look at you. The shirt stopped crying with a loud snort and jumped off the rack. She turned and spun and twirled around, showing off to the elf. Oh my, could she spin and twirl. She spun so fast that the remaining shirts and blouses on the rack flapped around like flags on a windy day. When she realized she'd almost blown over the elf and lost her balance, she slowed her spin and steadied herself. The other shirts and blouses blustered and complained and gossiped.
Look at that drab, unfashionable rag twirling around, one said.
Drab colors and those patterns, bleh, scoffed another, crinkling her nose.
Terrible, terrible, I have no words, said the most arrogant blouse.
The gossiping and sniping continued, but the elf turned away from the gaggle of gossipy garments.
Ignore those fools, huffed the elf. We are going to see the tailor.
The elf took the shirt to the back of the store and threw open a curtain. There stood the tailor's scissors, gleaming and sharp. The tailor's scissors eyed the shirt expertly.
Fabulous fabric, this would make a marvelous suit, the scissors said sharply.
The shirt began to back away.
But, dear Mr. Taylor Scissors, I would prefer a new style not to be chopped to bits.
The best I can do for you is cut you into little pieces, snip, snip, the scissors laughed, snipping, snipping.
The elf immediately grabbed the shirt, running away from the scissors at their heels. With a quick jump, the elf and the shirt dashed behind a curtain and sped on. Luckily, the curtain managed to slow the scissors down.
What now? Asked the shirt.
The elf, as always, knew exactly what to do. They quickly hid inside a display fridge.
Shh, said the elf.
Be quiet,
said the shirt. But it didn't take very long for the elf's teeth to chatter in the cold fridge. The shirt wrapped itself around the elf to keep him warm while they waited till the scissors, snip, 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 could no longer be heard. Then the elf and the shirt held hands and hopped out of the fridge. They took a deep breath as they realized that they were safe.
Hello, said one of the mannequins, who had watched the whole thing. Hey, elf, how did you manage to stay in the fridge for so long? How come you don't have icicles from your mustache?
I couldn't have survived without the shirt, smiled the elf. I was so warm and cozy, he said, hugging the shirt.
Really? Said the mannequin. Tell me more. My shirt is fashionable.
Brr, I'm very cold in it from morning till night. The mannequin turned to the shirt and asked,
Can I possibly wear you instead?
Of course,
shouted the shirt happily. For every shirt, comments like this are like gold. I'll tell you what, all the other shirts looked on, green with jealousy. The elf smiled contentedly. Another good deed. And I'm sure you girls and boys are happy too, right?
Tales of the Elf Shopkeeper was brought to you by QQ Studio Publishing House. More information at www.qq.cz.